Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joshua Cardi has it blocked again! This time Jordan Davis, the big man, looks for the icing on one big cake! Eagles hang on!
That's Joe Davis is good. He's good. Big Philadelphia moments. Joe Davis always seems to be around him. Welcome back. Midday
that was a
show.
Hell of a call too.
It was. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillia. All right, we're going to do a big Hugh breakdown coming up in a few minutes on the Merrill call, and then we'll kind of go back in history to when Hugh Douglas had a moment just like Jordan Davis's yesterday. First, though, whenever there's a big moment like yesterday, you get all the different calls around the sporting world. So we heard Merrill. We heard Joe Davis. You know we got to hear. We got to hear our guys. This is Oscar and, of course, Ricky Ricardo, the Spanish call yesterday of the Jordan Davis block, scoop, and score.
Joshua Cardi, que ya hoy tiene cuatro field goals, pero uno bloqueado. 44 yardas bueno. Para ganar. Aquí vamos. Joshua Cardi. El estadio de pie. Cardi, le mete el pie.
¡No!
¡No, la bloquearon! ¡La bloquearon!
¡No,
no, señor! ¡No, señor!
¡No,
señor! ¡Va a anotar un touchdown! ¡Va a anotar un touchdown!
¡Jordan Davis! ¡Jordan Davis!
¡Jordan Davis bloqueó la bola!
¡Jordan Davis!
¡Y los Eagles van a ganar el juego!
¡Los Eagles!
¡Touchdown! ¡Philadelphia!
Álvaro Ricky, oh. Increíble segundo bloqueo del día.
Un touchdown, recogió la bola después del bloqueo
se lo
llevaron a la casa. Oh, qué juegazo. Los Eagles ganan este juego.
It's a great call. I mean, it's my favorite Ricky call since the double doink in Chicago, which was obviously an all-timer
there
as well.
There was some no senors in there.
You heard him. Oscar jumping in, and they were going wild together. Great call yesterday on the Spanish call. All right, let's also hear this. It's always fun to hear the heartbreak from the other side. So let's hear how it sounded Rams Radio Network as their team went from up 19 to walking out of here losers yesterday.
Snap, hole, right-footed boot, blocked again! It's blocked again! The Eagles scoop it up! They're going the other way to clinch it. Jordan Davis returns it with an exclamation point. The Rams squander a 19-point second-half lead. They have their last two field goal attempts blocked. The first by Jalen Carter. This one by his fellow defensive tackle, Jordan Davis, who adds insults to the injury by returning it for a touchdown. Unbelievable. 33-26 is the final score. The Eagles rally from down 26-7. Let's gather our thoughts and take a timeout here. Coming back to finish things up at Lincoln Financial Field after this on the ESPN LA Rams Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They had to gather their thoughts on that one.
Yeah, gather our thoughts and take a timeout here.
Yeah, because you like that's the equivalent of being in a prize fight where you won most of the rounds.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you get knocked out like towards the
boom.
End. Like, wow.
That'd be a long flight back for the Rams yesterday.
Yeah, because you had them on the ropes. You had this team on the ropes. One could even argue that at some point you took your foot off the gas. You know what I mean? When you start looking at the way you were playing. So it was a lot going on yesterday.
I thought, as we kind of unpack how it all happened, Hugh, I thought Stafford missed some throws yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That there was a couple third downs in the first half where he missed, where he probably could have had Adams, and he missed them, and then they settled for field goals. And then, remember the second half, they dialed, I think it was right before Jordan Davis made the stop on fourth down. The play before, they dialed up a shot play, and Adams, I thought Adams had a step. I think it was Quinyon. And and I thought Stafford missed them. Stafford made some throws yesterday. He had the shot to Adams for the touchdown early that put them up. But I thought Matthew Stafford missed some throws. He makes those throws yesterday. The Eagles are probably in bigger trouble and probably can't come back. So there was, when a comeback happens like that, there's a million things that go into it. And the Eagles had it all go their way, led by their quarterback in the second half. He was awesome. All right, let's take a couple calls. Then we'll get to a Big Hugh breakdown on the Merrill call. And then we got to compare and contrast this to when Hugh Douglas had his career, only career touchdown back in 1996. Derek in Paoli's up. Hey, Derek.
Yo, what's going on? Yo, real quick, this is my whole thing, right? Jalen Hurts, when he got interviewed, he said, we got to stop playing to not lose.
Yes,
right?
Yes, he said that.
And then A.J. Brown said, we got too many weapons and dogs on this team for us to be playing this conservative. You understand what I'm saying? So that's pretty telling to me, right?
Are you on the speakerphone, Derek?
No, I'm not.
He's good now. Derek, I agree with you. I heard those same things, and the Hurts thing stood out to me as well because it makes it feel like they thought that the play calling was way too conservative the first 2.5 games, and then it finally changed in the second half.
Hey, I mean, I don't know. I was talking to Kyle with the whole thing with the taunting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that play with what's the ball? Archie Manning. Right in Texas, he scored a touchdown. Right, and he's jumping up and down, going crazy up in the guy's face. They don't throw no flag. Right, and then in the NFL, if you do anything, celebrate anything, they throw you a flag for taunting. Like Nacua got one for taunting. I didn't even think that was that bad. He just
I agree.
Flexed his muscles.
Yeah, I think
it's
going
with Jalen Carter.
Yeah,
I
agree.
He was just like making a gesture all the way across the field. He got the same flag. I'm just like, these guys are grown men getting paid to play a sport, and they can't even celebrate.
And it's an emotional game. Like, you have to assume they're going to have a lot of emotion. They're playing a tough game. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. But anyway, happy birthday to me, man. I went to the game yesterday, man. And
happy birthday.
That was a great present, man. I ain't going to hold you.
Derek, happy birthday, man.
That's a great game to be at, man. Appreciate you.
How old are you, Derek?
51.
What does that mean, Kyle? What the all for? What are you doing?
Derek, good phone call, man. Happy birthday. Happy 51st. Hugh's older than you. Don't worry about it. No big deal. That's a great birthday game to go to. I mean, that's...
Yeah, who's older than me? Oh, that's the game you're talking about? What you're talking about?
There are some people older than you. Not. No. Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. Yeah.
I mean, what do you want to say? He's younger than you. That's
a
fact.
He is.
Yeah.
He's younger than me.
He's around your age. We'll just say that.
Yeah, we're around about ages.
Yeah, close. Yeah. Over 50. No, but happy birthday, Derek. Appreciate it. Appreciate the phone call. Chuck and Manor. Hey, Chuck.
Yo, Gilio, what's the dealio here?
What's up, man?
Chuck!
What up, man? Listen, let me say this, right, real quick. Mm-hmm. Sean McVay is the most overrated head coach I've ever seen, in the sport of the NFL. Everybody gives this guy so much credit. He had some boneheaded decisions yesterday. It had me scratching my head as an Eagles fan. I'm glad that he did, because he gave us the opportunity to win the football game. But as far as, like, coaching... he's a good play caller, but that's an offensive coordinator. I need my coach to be able to manage a football game, just like me. I was talking to Cal, And he doesn't manage the football game well for me enough. You know what I mean? And that's just what that is. You know what I mean? Nick Sirianni, 10 times out of 10, I take him managing the football game over Nick Sean McVay any day of the week.
Yeah, I think sometimes he loses me. Now, I think McVay's a good coach. Obviously, he's a championship coach. But he gets conservative in weird spots. I think he kind of opened the door, Chuck, for them to come back. Because you know, instead of just going for the first down, he goes for the shot play, and then they don't get it, and then they got a punt.
Yeah. And then it was another fourth and – I mean, he connected the decline of the penalty, which allowed the Eagles to go for it. Now, they didn't get it. They didn't convert it. But it was just like, why would you do that when you pitch your team in the advantageous situation to where as though, you know, you could have just accepted the penalty. They'd have been further back. It would have been third down, but it would have been out of field goal range. But I digress. You know, he's a bonehead to me when it comes to coaching. But, I just want to say this, right? This football team – you know, and if anybody think that this team, you're going to come in here in December or January, whatever the case may be, and beat this team, if they get home field advantage, it's a wrap. And I'm going to tell you why. This team, not only they beat you up physically, not only are they tough physically and they're talented, but they are mentally tough, man. I've never seen a group of guys this mentally tough. And when you go through years of watching the Joel Embiid's play and, you know, players like that, it's so refreshing to see a team and players like Jalen Hurts, who's probably one of the toughest mentally guys I've ever seen come into the NFL and do what he does. And you got guys like, you know, A.J. Brown and Saquon, and, you know, just telling you keep your heads in the game. And then on the defensive end, you know, these guys like, you know, Nolan Smith, who's violent, man. It's Zach Bond, who's just a hell of a linebacker. These guys are tough, man. And any team that's going to come in here, you got to be ready and prepared to die for four quarters to beat this team here in Philadelphia. So if they get home field advantage, you might as well just pissing them back into the Super Bowl, because they're just a tough football team, and they're hard to beat, man. They wear you down physically and mentally throughout the game, and that's why it separates the Eagles from everybody else in the NFL. It's just they just in a class of their own because of their mental fortitude. You got to be ready, not only game plan against them, but you got to be ready to beat these guys for four quarters.
What?
And I don't think it's many teams that can.
I totally agree with you, Chuck. They are the best team. They're the toughest team to beat. I agree, Chuck. Good phone call. I agree that if they, you know, get themselves in position, home field, something like that, they're going to be really hard to beat. They have the best combination of roster depth of good players.
Mm-hmm.
Of not making mistakes, right? They don't kill themselves with a big mistake most of the time. I know yesterday they had a turnover, but they usually are pretty good in the turnover department. And Hugh, they always seem to win situations. Like they blocked two field goals. They didn't have any of their stuff destroyed on special teams. And they were better on third down, they were better on fourth down, and they were better in the red zone. Like if you do that every week, third down, fourth down, red zone, and you have the better talent, it's very hard to lose.
Man, I was just sitting there thinking, I'm like, man, they might have sent a message yesterday, because we all talked about, you know, going into this game, if we're being honest with ourselves, we didn't know what we were going to get from the quarterback because we haven't seen it this year.
Well, and I think the question was, would the passing game show up? And it took two quarters to show up.
Yeah, it was because we've seen it, but we haven't seen it this year.
Yeah.
And then you see the team go down the way that it did. You see what it looks like, recklessly speculating, Jalen take over the game and do what he did. And, you know, if you're looking at that, if you're another NFL team that's playing the Eagles this year, if I'm the Tampa Bay, I'm looking at that and saying, hey, we got to keep our foot on this team's neck.
Right.
They look different. That there's a tremendous amount of respect that goes along with the way that they won yesterday.
You almost have to play a perfect game to beat the Eagles right
now. That was a tremendous – because Sean McVay's they got a good football team, a young up-and-coming team. And for them to have that veteran quarterback to jump out on you like the way that they did – a lot of teams fold in that situation.
Well, think about the last two Eagles-Rams games. They've literally gone down to the last play of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, twice. I mean, that's the two teams. Now, they've gotten the games have been kind of weird and different, but they've literally come down to the final play of the game. All right, let's hear that final play of the game. We got to do a little Big Hugh breakdown here. Hugh, need you to break down the Jordan Davis play. The block, the scoop, the score. Here is how it sounded yesterday right here on WIP. Merrill Reese on the call.
The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's blocked! It's blocked! It's picked up by the Eagles. Running with it is Davis. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Game over! Jordan Davis.
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again.
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Do you believe in miracles?
The Rams are standing silent. They can't believe what just happened to them. Successive field goal blocks win it for the Eagles. What a great, great game. What a great, great comeback. And the final score is 33-26.
What a moment yesterday, Hugh. Break it down. Jordan Davis with the block. And then I think he just took the ball out. I'm not sure if it was the kicker or the holder, but he just took it out of his hand and ran.
Well, somebody kind of stripped it, and the ball was bouncing on the ground. And you don't understand, like, when the ball's live like that, to have the ability, because he didn't miss stride. He didn't lose any momentum. Hmm. He was running up the field, and it was almost like the ball bounced in his hands perfectly.
Yes.
And he was able to pick it up like a little baby that he was saving, right? And he picked the little baby up, and he tucked it away. And then when he took off, man, he was rolling. Nobody was going to catch him, because when you talk about the fast guys, they were not in position to catch him. And the big guys, they didn't have a chance. And, man, the way he took off, it was just great to see. You know, you talk about a guy who has been here as long as he's been here, who's been ridiculed for as long as he's been ridiculed, to have the type of season that he's starting to have this year. I mean, it's really paying off for him.
It's awesome to watch.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, man. It was fun to see. That turnaround, I didn't think they were going to be able to do it. I'm not lying to you. When I looked at that, the score and the time on the clock and the way that things were going, I thought they might have a chance to get close. But I didn't think they were going to be able to take the lead, and they did exactly that, man. That was a hell of a game.
Amazing. The one thing that did go in, because nothing really went their way, but if there was one thing that gave you some hope that there was enough time, like when they fumbled to start the second half, they fumbled on their own 10, right? So the Rams went and scored right away. Like, let's pretend the Eagles had a little bit of a drive, 3, 4, 5 minutes, and then fumbled. And then the Rams got the ball back on their own 25 or 30, then had to go the length of the field. I mean, that might have changed 10 minutes of clock there. The fact that it happened so quick, it was like, well, there's still like 12 minutes to go in the third quarter. They're only down 3 scores. I didn't think this was going to happen the way it did, but it gave them some time, capped off by the Jordan Davis return for the touchdown. The heaviest player in NFL history to return a blocked kick, 50-plus yards for a touchdown. All right, now, it wasn't quite the same, but there was a player, a defensive lineman, back in 1996 who scored his only touchdown on, I don't know, what was it, 65, 70, 60-something yards?
That guy was rolling.
Can we hear how that sounded? 1996, week 17. I mean, who would have missed this game? The 1-14 Jets, led by number 99, Hugh Douglas. Let's hear how it sounded when he scored a touchdown.
Take advantage of the turnover by Krabbe. Drive, Miami fumbles the football. And number 99, Hugh Douglas, is up and running. And he's going to go all the way. 62 yards.
Was ever going to get to the end zone.
That was what they call
hate. Wasn't exactly being chased by any of the Miami players. Once he picked it up, he was gone. So a huge week last week by Douglas. And he gets the Jets on the board in dramatic fashion with a 62-yard.
Then we still lose that game, I think.
Oh, yeah, you dropped to 1-15. Now, before you break down how it happened, Max was able to put the video of it on our YouTube feed so everyone could watch you, which is a great job by Max. A couple things I noticed right away. You beat Jordan Davis by 1 yard. You had a 62-yarder. He had 61. So you win that battle. Watching Rich Kotite high-five everyone on the sidelines, and no one seems like they really want to high-five Richie Kotite. And then Jimmy Johnson is furious on the Miami sidelines. He is so mad.
What about you could hear all five people in the stadium going crazy for that game?
There's nobody there.
That's cold. All five people.
You were 1-15 that year.
Yeah,
too.
Nobody was coming to. Fireman Ed probably was only him and his family members were the only ones in the stadium at that day.
I mean, look, I guess the draw is you get to go watch Dan Marino play football.
Yeah. It was probably the best thing that happened to me, going to the Jets, watching Dan Marino do his thing up close and personal. Yeah, that was pretty
so, what would you say? Top speed? Do you? And then they didn't have all this tracking back in the mid-90s that they do now.
I got to say, because Jordan was bigger than me. So I got to say, I feel like I was moving faster.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, because I was like, what, 265, 270?
Yeah.
I got to feel like I was moving fast. But, hey, listen, JD Dude, was rolling.
Davis would cook you.
JD yeah. was rolling.
Yeah, I don't think you were as fast.
I don't know about that. I think it's more impressive because he's bigger.
Hold on. He ran a 4.7 at 340 pounds.
And that's what I'm saying. Because he's bigger. It's more impressive.
And what did you run at the combine?
Like a 4.65.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Hold
actually.
On. Yeah, you took point oh something off of it since the last time
I
asked you.
I put 0.5. So.
I'm going to go find. I'm going to go. I'm going to do my Harvard study on this.
This is my truth.
You Douglas combine.
You think you ever
here.
Reached 18.6 miles an hour?
No, yes, shot. No shot. I thought it reached about 20.
There's no shot.
I reached about 30 miles an hour at my.
There's no shot. Don't lie to everyone.
30.
Hey, I'm not lying. I'm living my truth. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am old. I'm allowed to embellish stories. You ever heard the stories about when people get a certain age and they talk about how they walk from 20 miles to school both ways? 10 miles there, 10 miles back.
Yeah, is that you?
That's the wheelhouse that I'm in right now. Mm. I can tell the story any way that I want to because I've earned that right as an OG.
The internet is telling me that you ran it in 4.76. I'm just telling you what.
I don't recall
these
that.
These are the combine stats. 27 that. On the bench, 27 reps on the bench.
I don't recall that. That don't sound right.
Okay. I'm just telling you. It's what it says here.
I think I did like 30 reps.
They 45. Said 27, 45,
this is
stop.
This is my truth.
You would have been a top 10 pick at 45. Jeff in Wilmington, what's up, Jeff?
Hugh, I think you're onto something here with this Kevin Petullo getting the play calls taken away or whatever happened, dude. All I know is there was a period, I think it was after that 3rd and 15 where they ran the ball, and I could be wrong about the timing of this, but Jalen was over on the sideline in his face basically saying, look, dude, we can't keep doing it this way. And pretty much after that, midway through the third quarter, I guess, when they started opening up. But there was something else that when I was listening to the game, Mike kept talking about it. AJ was being single covered most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, eventually they got to get the ball to him. And somebody finally saw that and said, hey, let's get the ball to AJ, you know, because if he's being single covered, not many people can cover him in the league.
Yeah, just give him a shot, Jeff. I mean, and especially, you know, there were a few of those down the stretch where Jalen kind of threw it to him on a comeback route. They needed the 3rd and 10. And he's just so big that the corner was kind of in position, but AJ boxed him out and he made the catch. Like that play is going to be successful almost every time.
Now, did you guys, when you're watching the game and that they were lining up for that field goal, I didn't think he was going to block it. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I knew he was going to do it. What I was thinking was, all right, we just did too little too late, but I'm happy that they came back the way they did. And if we lose, I can live with it. I was certainly not expecting. So I'm listening to these games. I didn't even know Davis actually blocked it himself. Obviously, they called it and said he scored. But seeing it on replay, I'm like, damn, man, this dude just basically took over that play.
He did. Completely. No, Jeff, I didn't expect the block either. I mean, that it would have been crazy to expect a second block in the same quarter. That so rarely happens. The one thing I was hoping for was because they blocked the one earlier that maybe he would kind of change his trajectory and hook it left. And who knows? I mean, who knows what would have happened? But yeah, here's what I was expecting. When they lined up, I was expecting moral victory Douglas to come in here and say, don't worry about the first half. They came back in the second. We're fine. Like that I was expecting one of those
Is
days.
That what you thought?
Yeah, and we were going to argue about what was really more important, the second half or the first. But the fact that we're celebrating a win is just awesome.
Oh, no, you know, to be honest, Jeff, but to be honest, I was just going to come in here and I knew how it was going to be. It was going to be bad today. It was going to be a bad day.
Yeah, of course.
Real quick on the Football Night in America show, the host, she was doing a Zoom with Jordan Davis earlier in the day, and he basically said something like, "Look, they saw something, they knew what they needed to do to get in position to make that play," and then Jalen came in the interview and said, "Yeah, we knew he was going to block it. Right? All right, man, that's cool, but obviously they knew what they were doing, and they put themselves in a position to get that done." So I give him credit for that.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I mean, it's a great job by Michael Clay, the special teams coordinator, and obviously Davis having the athletic ability to do it. Jeff, we appreciate it, man. Good phone call. 215-592-9494. We'll get everyone's phone call up. It's a special day. It's a fun day as the Eagles come back, one of the great comebacks in franchise history. Plus, we'll dive into really what really happened with the offense. Conspiracy Douglas over here and what A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts had to say about it. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.